with SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The polls are open in Michigan. Voters casting ballots in the latest presidential primary on the Republican side. The polls give former President Trump a huge lead over Nikki Haley. For the Democrats, President Biden faces a challenge from people dissatisfied with his response to the Israel-Hamas war. They're urging voters to cast uncommitted ballots. No significant change in the polls when it comes to President Biden. His policies remain wildly unpopular.
A new Gallup poll shows President Joe Biden's approval rating has dropped to 38%, just 1 point shy of his all-time low and well below the 50% threshold that has typically led to re-election for incumbents. Americans' approval of the president's job performance has not risen above 44% since August 2021, and his 39.8% average rating for his third year in office was the second worst among post-World War II presidents elected to their first term. Edwin Mora, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, no plans for boots on the ground in Ukraine. That's according to NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg.
NATO and allies are providing unprecedented military support to Ukraine. We have done that since 2014 and stepped up, of course, after the full-scale invasion. but there are no plans for NATO combat troops on the ground in Ukraine.
He spoke after French President Macron refused to rule out the possibility of Western troops ending up in Ukraine. President Biden meets at the White House today with top congressional leaders, pressing for quick action to avoid a looming government shutdown. He also wants to send more money to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. Wall Street, the Dow futures up 23 points. This is SRN News. A lot of America's young men would like to be fathers.
The problem is, not as many of America's young women feel the same way. A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds that 57% of young males who do not have children would like to, but only 45% of their female counterparts are also interested in becoming mothers. The survey reveals also that amongst adults between the ages of 18 and 34, just 22% say having kids is extremely or very important to having a fulfilling life. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A bill before Mississippi lawmakers would allow incarcerated people to sue jails and prisons if they encounter inmates of the opposite sex in restrooms or changing areas. If the measure passes, it would require inmate restrooms, changing rooms, and sleeping quarters in correctional facilities to be designated for use only by members of one sex. Prisons are already segregated by sex, but the legislation seeks to deal with people who are living as the opposite gender. SRN News. A utility company has been ordered to pay for damage stemming from a 2017 Southern California wildfire.
Southern California Edison will pay $80 million to settle claims on behalf of the U.S. Forest Service connected to a massive wildfire that destroyed more than 1,000 homes and other structures in 2017. The utility agreed to the settlement without admitting wrongdoing or fault in connection with the Thomas Fire. Investigations found utility equipment sparked the fire in two canyon locations. The Thomas Fire burned across 439 square miles in Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. Keith Peters reporting.
End of the month, bringing some extreme weather to parts of the country. The Northwest has been blanketed with snow, even as the Midwest gets a taste of summer. In Chicago, temperatures reached 72 degrees yesterday afternoon, breaking the city's old record of 64 degrees. More details, SRNNews.com.